Hello.
Hello. Yes. Good afternoon. My name is Tony Cullen from NOR Surveys, a professional public opinion research firm, and we're interviewing residents of Miami-Dade about some important issues. And I assure you that we're not selling anything, and that this interview will only take a few minutes.
I have a couple minutes.
Okay. Just to be sure that we're representing Semple. Can you please tell me your age? Are you between 18 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 54, between 55 to 64, or are you 65 and older?
Sorry, 35, whatever that is.
30 to 39, okay. All right, ma'am, are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and do you have any children under the age of 18 that live, you know, they live in your home, who you are a primarily caregiver, regardless of whether they are your children or someone else?
Yes, three of them.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, now I'm going to read you a list of local organizations in our community institutions. For each one, please tell me if you have heard of the organization. If you never heard of them, just let me know. Okay, now move to the next one. The first one will be the Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust.
No.
Okay. What about the Children's Trust?
Yes.
Okay. I remember, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust?
Favorable.
Would that be very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very.
Very favorable. Okay, and what about the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
I know about it. Very favorable.
Okay, so yes would be so very favorable. All right, what about, have you ever researched for information about programs and services for children and your family?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, when you research for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which of the following do you use most frequently? Ask my child's doctor, visit a specific website, use an app or your smartphone, search the internet using something like Google, ask a friend or family member, call the 211 helpline, or ask my child's teacher or childcare, or online community like IE, WhatsApp, or Facebook groups, etc.
Probably Google.
Google, okay. All right. All right, now I'm going to go into a little bit more detail regarding the local institution in particular. And, you know, for the survey, we'll take in about the Children's Trust, okay? Earlier you say you had a very favorable opinion of, you know, Children's Trust. In a few words, can you tell me why do you feel that way?
They do a lot to help children in our community.
Okay. So, okay. They do a lot, right? They do a lot to help children.
Yes.
Okay. To help children. All right, ma'am, and how have you primarily learn about this Children's Trust? Would that be my child's school, a friend or acquaintance, you know, had children or grandchildren who took part of the program funded by the Children's Trust, a news story you saw on television, heard on the radio, read a newspaper or saw online, your own children or grandchildren took part of the program funded by the Children's Trust, or advertising that you saw or her on the child's trust, or a general word, or, you know, word of mouth from other parents, teachers, friends, or family, or other?
I think on the Children's Trust website.
Okay, advertising, right? Advertising that you saw her on the Children's Trust? Online, okay, or a news story that you saw on online, right? Okay. And have you ever specifically searched for information about programs funded by the Children's Trust, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, then where did you search for this information about the Children's Trust Funded Program? Would you visiting by visiting the Children's Trust website directly, search the internet using something like Google, or calling the 211 helpline?
I think I was directed from Miami-Dade School.
Oh, so it was okay, Miami-Dade School. Okay. Miami-Dade School. All right. Okay, so I'll put it into other, okay? That it was okay. By there. Okay, and have you ever visited the Children's Trust website? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, based on your primarily with the work, you know, of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact?
Positive.
Would that be very or just somewhat?
Very.
Very. Okay. All right, ma'am. And when considering the work, you know, the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how would you characterize or describe the impact that the Children's Trust has in your community?
Helping parents with quality childcare.
Helping parents, you said?
Yes.
With quality. Quality care.
Childcare, yeah.
Childcare, okay. All right, ma'am, and next, I'd like to provide you with a little bit more information regarding the Children's Trust. The Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes, okay, with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. And knowing this, can you please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust?
Favorable.
Would that be very or just somewhat favorable, ma'am?
Very.
Very, okay. All right, now can you tell me in a few words, can you tell me why?
Because childcare is very important.
Okay, all right. Because childcare, right?
Uh-huh.
It's very important. Thank you. All right, ma'am, prior to this interview, were you aware that the Child Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout Miami-Dade County? I would say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, have you ever heard or seen an advertising about Children's Trust?
Yes.
And where have you most often heard or, you know, seen advertising about the Children's Trust? Would you say television, radio, buses, billboards, a newspaper or magazines, social media, online digital banners or websites or other? Or throughout an event? Throughout an event. Okay. Can you give me the name of the event, ma'am, if you can?
I don't remember.
Okay. Don't remember. Okay. Remember. All right. Ma'am, when searching, you know, for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use most frequently? Would you say online, social media, television, radio, or newspapers or magazines or other?
Online.
Also be online. All right. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I really appreciate your time. Okay, I only have a few minutes to go, and I really thank you for your time.
Okay.
We're almost done with this survey. We just have a few more questions for qualification purposes. Okay, which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Haitian, Hispanic, Latino, or Cuban?
Did you say Asian?
Yes, Haitian.
Haitian.
Yes.
None.
Okay, so yeah. Other, be other, right? Okay. All right, ma'am, and which of the following racial classification would you consider yourself to be? Would you say white or Anglo, or black or African American, Asian or multiracial?
White.
Okay, thank you. And what is your marital status? Would you say single, not married, divorced or separated, married or living with a partner?
Married.
Okay. All right, ma'am, do you own or rent your current residence?
Rent.
Okay, rent, right? Okay. All right, ma'am, how long have you lived in Miami-Dade County? Would you say less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
5 to 10.
5 to 10. All right. All right, and then what is your annual household income before taxes? It's time when I get to the right amount, okay? Would you say less than 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 150,000, or more than 150,000?
More than 150.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just... Let's see. Last question. All right, and what is your zip code? On, you know, of your home address?
33149.
Okay, 33149.
Yes.
49. All right. All right, and what region of Miami-Dade County do you live in? Would you say northeast Miami-Dade and northwest Miami-Dade or south Miami-Dade?
I'm not sure. Wherever Key Biscayne is.
Excuse me?
Wherever Key Biscayne is, I don't know if that's south, north.
Well, your wild guess would be fine, okay, because I only have those three choices and I cannot choose anything like I don't know or nothing like that.
Sorry, you said north?
Northeast Miami-Dade, or northwest,
okay.
And then south Miami-Dade.
Mm-hmm. I'll say northeast.
Northeast, okay, the first one. All right, ma'am, well, this concludes our survey. I really thank you for your time and participation, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate your help.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.